Feeling safe in God. The Peanuts is a cartoon that has touched the lives of thousands of families. The cast of characters are quite memorable, with one of the top standouts being Linus Van Pelt. As you can see on the projectors, Linus is the Peanuts character that is usually drawn holding a blanket to his head and sucking his thumb. Linus is the beloved character who reminds us that we all need a hug and maybe a security blanket of some kind every once in a while. Linus uses his blanket in a variety of different ways. It is sometimes a coat, sometimes a hat, even a slingshot, but it always has a primary function for him. It makes Linus feel safe. With the exceptions of his sister Lucy, sometimes threatening bodily harm, the blanket makes Linus feel as if the day will be all right, and maybe the world is not as scary as it seems. Sometimes it is sure nice to have a security blanket to count on. Whenever we have to face a hard time or threatening situation, we instinctively and naturally reach out for whatever brings us relief, whatever wraps us in safety and security. Our instinct is to find the peace in the calm of the storm and find reprieve when we feel rushed, scared, or hurt. With this in mind, we can identify with the rich man in the gospel today who has a bountiful harvest and doesn't want to waste a single grain. Although he is rich and probably already has plenty to support himself and his family, he portrays what each of us harbors in the depth of our hearts. We can never have enough. We always want to increase whatever we think gives us security in the face of life's inevitable changes. How quickly we become misguided. The rich man in the gospel thinks building bigger barns to hold more grain and other goods will give him enough security that he can rest, eat, drink, and be merry. When his life is demanded of him, however, his store of possessions proves not to be the ultimate security at all. But he quickly learns that all of his precious earthly possessions now belong to someone else. He learns that not a single barn, no matter how big or how full, is considered rich in what matters to God. The rich man is misguided about the bigger barn he really needs to build. In the end, what matters to God is a barn full of what only God can give: love, holiness, fidelity, generosity, compassion, and life. No building or possession can ever be big enough to hold these gifts. No house, cabin, boat, or camper can build or hold the security that is God. And this is surely what God most wants. It should be what we want. Even with all our Christian living and reflection, we still struggle with what God graciously offers to us. Not more possessions, but fullness of life. The gospel challenges us to direct all our work toward a quality of life based on growing in our relationship with God and each other. Even our current possessions and how we use those possessions have the same end: to bring us into right relationship with God and each other. Our goal is what we ultimately possess and what really counts: God's eternal life. The gifts of our money, our homes, our health, and our families are to be used to serve one another and to share the gifts that God has given us. It is very easy to hold on to a new car or a new boat with both hands and feel pride in owning them. There's nothing wrong with being proud of what we've earned and possess. It is when these items become a small stepping stone to always having more and better items, while we walk past the person on the street that really needs our help. This is when we start to fall from the path of what God intended. God offers us what really matters: fullness of life and the secure happiness of what only God can give. God alone is our lifelong security blanket. If most of us take some time to think about the way we live, we would have to admit that the pressures of everyday life tend to be our main focus. We become overly concerned with calendars and schedules, bills and getting ahead, our work and our retirement. Our lives tend to be so busy that our immediate goal is simply to get through another day, not to be happy, not to serve those in need or follow God's plan, but to just survive until tomorrow. What would happen if we would truly take some time to think about what we already possess and where we store it all and what possesses us? We may find that each of us is holding on to something that belongs to this world. We may all find we are losing sight of the fact that we are called to serve, no matter if we are poor or rich. If we have much, we should not be afraid to share what we have, and more importantly, lose what we own. It takes a conscious effort to ask the question, to whom do we belong? In some sense, this is a question about priorities and putting God truly at the center of our lives. The answer must be more than an intellectual commitment to grow in our relationship with God and have God at our center. We must stop building and using larger storage barns and begin changing the way we live so our priorities are evident. Realistically and practically speaking, this means settling for fewer things we desire or think we need. We can learn to give up possessions and look for ways to serve and build relationships. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, whose Memorial Day happens to be today, was a Spanish soldier that was converted by God and answered his calling by recovering from the injuries of battle and finding God. After he recovered, St. Ignatius left the military and founded the Jesuit order. After he spent his entire life forming the Jesuit order, he was asked what he would do if the Holy See disbanded his order and took everything away that he had worked his entire life for. St. Ignatius paused for a moment, and he responded. He said he would go to the chapel, sit in quiet for about 15 minutes in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He would then get up and ask the Lord what he needed next. St. Ignatius understood that his call was not to build an order that belonged to him, but to live a life of what God had called him to do. We are given many examples of what we are capable of through the lives of the saints and the directions of the apostles. We should approach God as a child does a parent. We need to ask God for everything we desire. Our requests should not be for simple material goods or personal accomplishments, but they should lead to the security of his love, the calm of his hope, and the safety of what his faith can bring to us. This is not an easy road to follow. It goes against everything our society preaches and repeatedly drums into our head. The simple way is not an easy way. But with God at center, we really gain everything, the true fullness of life. May our good and loving God become our security blanket.